I would describe it as the difference between the triangle offense and the Rubik's Cube. When you've got the kind of interchangeability of these parts, it gives you much more flexibility.
Well, it really does give you flexibility, and it's really tough for the defense, too, because they don't know where the ball's going to go. None of us knew last night that Boris Diaw was going to get the ball in the post and be able to make a move to win the basketball game, and that's what's so good. There's no predictability about this team. I've played on teams that passed with the Jazz and when I was in Seattle where you kind of knew what was going to happen. This team, you have no idea. The ball's in Steve Nash's hand. You know, he penetrates, he distributes, he kicks, he shoots it, and so you really cannot predict what's going to happen. It's tough. It's tough to guard. It's great for a player because, you know, if you get open, you know you're going to get the ball from Steve. But the Dallas Mavericks, as you saw last night, were trying to face guard the guy they were guarding because they knew Steve was looking for that pass, so they let Steve have some lanes because they thought he was going to be a passer the last couple of games of the last series. He wasn't shooting the ball well, and so, you know, last night Steve just filled it up, and when he's doing that, when he's getting all of those assists and he's scoring all those points, the Suns are certainly at their best.